This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, practice is underway down in Richmond. Final day for the Redskins down there. Year 7 of 8. Who knows? You never know if this might be the last day. If they kind of decide to end this thing early, we'll see. Redskins back here for practice on Tuesday, or I should say in Ashburn, preseason opener Thursday night, or preseason home opener, I should say, Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. Tommy, I was doing some scouting last night for the Bengals in anticipation of Cincinnati marching into town on Thursday night. I was trying to get ready, trying to do some film work. I saw them go right down the field against the Kansas City Chiefs, a little preseason football last night at Arrowhead. They punched it in from the one-yard line.
Well, you know what? I wonder if they told the Chiefs beforehand what kind of offense they were going to run.
Oh, that is a dig. You know, I like that.
Because, because apparently that's what the Browns told the Redskins, and the Redskins still couldn't stop them.
Yeah. We were going to get to that
we'll
story.
We'll get to that later.
All right, you want to get to it later?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's a good story. Well, we'll just say there shouldn't be any real surprise there, okay? So here's the thing that we wanted to kind of tackle right here and right now. And Clinton Portis, you know, of course, legendary running. Legendary might be strong.
No, I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Popular.
Yes.
Certainly respected running back.
Yes.
Clinton Portis, who does the TV sidelines for the Redskins during the preseason, and he does some analyst work. I think he's on some of their Redskins Radio Network postgame shows, I believe, during the regular season. But he does the pregame sidelines. So he also has done regular weekly appearances here on 106.7
Yes,
The Fan
has.
With Grant and Danny for at least the last year. Maybe it's the last 2 years. So anytime Clinton talks, especially about running backs, certainly it opens up people's eyes, right? But when Clinton speaks, period, and offers an opinion, regardless of the situation, you respect it. Whether you agree with it or not, you respect it because you know the guy has earned his right to have an opinion and to have an analysis. And you also know that he's, again, on the sideline during these games in the
right.
preseason and around the team and maybe talking to team officials that are going to tell him different things than they're going to tell you or me or any other normal beat reporter, right?
Yes.
That's all fair.
Yeah, I mean, look, what he's got is football knowledge. And what I know about football is what people is what people with football knowledge have basically told me.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of experts out there who are listening who know football from watching it on TV. And
you just give.
And reading their computer, reading it on their computer. But, I mean, Clinton Portis has football knowledge, and it's valuable.
No doubt about it. I might be one of those people. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people have told me a lot of things and taught me a lot of things. And then, you know, there definitely was at one point in my career some self-teaching and some self-scouting and whatever. But here's what I know. Clinton Portis speaks, I'm going to listen, right?
Okay.
And if Clinton Portis is going to weigh in on an opinion, just like when Joe Theismann called you and Nick
yes.
a couple of weeks ago, well, about, a month and a half ago, and basically laid the gauntlet down saying it would be a disaster if Dwayne Haskins were to start right away
yes.
in week one or early in the 2019 season. Clinton Portis was a guest of Grant and Danny on Friday. And again, the team had just come back from Cleveland. We had just seen Dwayne Haskins debut. Here's what CP had to say to G&D.
Pana, every time I've talked to him about this, has kind of gone hard with the fact that he thinks you go with Keenum or McCoy early and you just give Haskins time. Is it too soon after last night to say that that's how we should be thinking about letting Haskins sit for a while and that this is either a Keenum or McCoy, like, week one job?
I think you should let Haskins sit. And I said, you know, you shouldn't put Haskins on the field before the bye week. And, you know, listening to Joe Theismann on the call, Joe feels similar. He said you shouldn't put him on the field before next year. So I think it's kind of agreed upon that Haskins should sit. He should rest. He should be able to pick up the game because he's going to grow so much. You have Case, who's a proven quarterback. You have Colt coming back from injury, who's a proven quarterback. Let those guys play. There's no rush to throw Haskins in a situation because if this city, if Haskins go out and has failure early on and this city turns against him by week five or week six, because you have a tough schedule regardless. I don't care who's your quarterback. You can go get Drew Brees or bring Peyton Manning back with those first five games. It's going to be really tough to win those games. So why put Haskins in that fire? Because those are going to equate to losses. If he fails and you're 0-5 or you're 1-4 and everyone's like, oh, boom, boom, what, do you go out and draft another quarterback next year? So give him the opportunity to grow, to get better, and wait for the package. There's no rush. This is not a speed, there's no speed delivery. Allow him to grow and become the quarterback that you felt, you saw, and you drafted.
You know, there's so much there.
Yeah.
There is so much there. Let me just start with one thing. You know, he is spot on about the reaction that of Redskins fans if their star rookie quarterback goes out there in week one and gets his head handed to him and stinks the joint up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He'll be damaged goods by week five when they play the Patriots.
Damaged goods on his own or damaged goods in the eyes of the fans?
Damaged goods in the eyes of the fans.
Good point.
And he is spot on about that. All those people that bought those new number seven jerseys will be tearing them off by week five at the home games. So I mean I thought that was very perceptive of Clinton to pick up on. I think he's absolutely right. You will turn the fan base that you're trying to sell on him against him if he stinks up the joint. And like Clinton said, I mean, you're playing the Eagles, you're playing the Cowboys at home, you're playing the Bears at home, the Giants, people think that's a soft touch. And then you've got the Patriots at home.
Yeah, I'd be careful about calling the Giants like a soft. Not you. I'm just saying a lot of people are chalking that up as the only guaranteed win in that first five-game stretch. That's not, because A, it's on the road, and B, even if it was at home, the Giants came in and kicked the Redskins in 40-19 last year without Odell Beckham, by the way. And I know they don't have him anymore, but I mean, that was without Odell Beckham.
Yeah, so no, I don't count that, but a lot of people do.
But a lot of people are.
It's not the same magnitude of game as the Patriots, the Bears, the Eagles, or the Cowboys.
But also remember, it's on a short week after you probably get mauled by the Bears on Monday night at home, which has gone so swimmingly well.
So I think Clinton is absolutely right about the risk of turning the fan base against the quarterback that you're trying to sell. The one thing I don't think he's right about is you could draft another quarterback next year. What's the big deal? What's the problem?
You do think he's right about
that? No, I don't think he's. He said, what are you going to do, draft another quarterback next year?
Right. Well, yeah, I think he's talking about drafting another quarterback in the first round if Haskins fails this year.
Why not?
Do you really think they could do that?
Why couldn't they?
I mean, I guess they could, obviously, Josh.
I mean, it's a tremendous class.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, at that point, then you're the Arizona Cardinals, right? Who a lot of people, I guess, think got this right.
What's
I think they're crazy.
I mean, look at Chris. They don't cost that much money anymore.
I understand but they do cost a valuable first-round pick, and it's an admission of, like, the Arizona Cardinals drafted Josh Rosen. Not only did they draft Josh Rosen at number 10, they traded a third and a fifth-round pick in addition to their 15th pick.
Right.
And in a year with a horrible coaching staff, which they self-admitted and fired, with no offensive line, with a 40-year-old receiver as the leading guy, they traded him for a second-round pick, an end-of-the-second-round pick, after they dangled him and said, lied to him, apparently, and said they weren't going to trade him, do all this stuff, and then went back and took Kyler Murray.
But I mean, at some point, they did it for one guy. They did it for Kyler Murray.
I understand that.
And next year,
at some point, aren't you spinning your wheels? What if that one guy isn't right, Tommy?
Well, then, what's the damage?
I mean, is there any guarantee that Tua Tagovailoa is going to be successful in the NFL?
No, there's not. But my point is, I mean, there's nothing stopping you from doing the same thing next year. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. And, I mean, you're not locked into this guy for years.
Oh, granted, I'm with you on that. I guess at some point, and I understand that, I mean, it is complicated to do that if you're the Redskins because of the Alex Smith thing, right? Think about that. Because if you're already, McCoy and Case Keenum are likely going to be gone next year, right?
Right, yeah.
So you will need another quarterback, and presuming that Alex Smith is not ready to go at some point next year, they still have to carry his salary on the set. So can you afford for a second year? Say you finish with the 10th overall pick, okay? Which I think is more than reasonable, right? Say you take a quarterback with a 10th overall pick, whoever it might be, Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, whatever. Can you go another year in which you're carrying Alex Smith's 20-plus million, Dwayne Haskins' 3 million or whatever it is against the cap next year, 4 million, whatever it is, and then another top 10 pick at quarterback and again continuing this never-ending search for trying to find the right guy? And, oh, by the way, again, you draft another quarterback next year, that is a clear admission. We screwed up. We failed. This guy isn't who we want.
But what if that turns out to be the case? What if it turns out to be the case?
It's a bad look. I think it's a bad look for the Arizona Cardinals.
It's a bad look. These guys never think they have.
You don't
think
it's a bad look for the Arizona Cardinals to do what they did with Rosen?
It's a bad look, Chris. But the Redskins don't care about bad look.
Well, that's true.
They don't care. There's nothing stopping them from drafting another quarterback this year and starting this all over again.
Yeah, I don't disagree that there's nothing stopping them. I just look at, again, and maybe this is part of my problem, common sense, trying to use common sense in an organization where there often isn't any common sense used. 800-636-1067. Why don't we explore that?
Well, I've got a couple of other things that I want to get to about Clinton as well.
Let's do all of that next on The Fan.
All right, along with Tom Lavero, I'm Chris Russell. On this Sunday, 106.7 The Fan and the Radio.com app. We'll get to your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. But on the heels of Clinton Portis, who essentially said the same thing, only maybe slightly less bluntly.
Yeah, he tempered it a little bit compared to what Joe Theismann said.
Right. Joe went hard. I think Clinton went to the rim and got fouled, maybe.
Yes.
Joe went hard and slam dunked.
Yeah.
The whole quarterback battle.
Yeah, he basically said it would be a disaster.
And this was long before training camp on this radio station with you and Nick. So, we kind of thought, Clinton Portis, team employee, again, Redskins sideline, Redskins legend, still around the team, does Redskins post game, all that stuff. Joe Theismann is on the sideline for virtually every practice during training camp, if not every practice.
He does the color analysis on the preseason television games.
Exactly. Both of them on the team plane, both in the team hotel. You might call them card-carrying members of Dan Snyder's army.
I think that's what I called them.
I think that's what you called them.
Yes, I did.
Which I got a chuckle at. I liked. I appreciated. Apparently, I was licking boots at one time of the Dan Snyder army, according to Deadspin. I don't know if you saw that in the who's that guy that does a lot of Redskin stuff that hates Dan Snyder.
He's a moron. Yeah, I don't pay attention.
Exactly. Well, I
thought Hulk Hogan put Deadspin out of business.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're still around.
That was Gawker. No.
Well, that's who owns Deadspin.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, unfortunately, Deadspin is still going. Yeah. Drew McGarry is the guy's name.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently I was licking boots one time of the Redskins and whatever. Anyway, so two card-carrying members, if you will, of Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen's army pushing the narrative that Dwayne Haskins should not start, is not ready. Joe Theismann has not only gone on to say, Clinton did not say this, Joe has gone on to say he wouldn't play him at all in 2019.
Yes.
I think most people are
very savvy and aware that this kid has no business playing right away, even before Thursday night, even before training camp. But I think most people are, at least I'm of the thought, that at some point I fully expect, and I would like to see Dwayne Haskins get a little experience this year, whether that's December, whether that's mid-November, whatever. We have to see how things play out. But when you have Clinton Portis, when you have Joe Theismann essentially saying, this shouldn't happen, does that mean that Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen believe that, or are they pushing that narrative?
I think it's very possible that what you're hearing from Joe Theismann and what you're hearing from Clinton Portis is maybe the thought inside the management of the building right now, all the way up to Dan Snyder.
Okay, so I was going to say, because distinguish for me when you say management,
no, I mean,
you're talking about the executive.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Branch, yes. Not just the coaching staff.
No. Okay. I'm talking about the executive branch. And look, a lot of us thought that it was really possible that Dan Snyder would push for his quarterback to be the starter to open the season. And it's always possible with Dan Snyder. I mean, Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback that Dan Snyder drafted. The coaches didn't draft him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the quarterback that Dan Snyder
fell in love with.
Yes, met with, the only guy he met with out at the combine in Indianapolis, and the guy who he called when they drafted him. Yep. It was Dan Snyder who made the call. So we all thought that the speculation was possible that, you know, Dwayne Haskins could even wind up starting the season.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear Clinton Portis and Joe Theismann say this, I suspect this is the thinking of Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen at this point. I think it's reasonable to say that they have come to the conclusion that at the very least, you're not going to put him out on the field until that Miami game.
Right.
Until game six, or maybe later.
So two things, is that the earliest you would, if Tom Lavero was making this decision, no Dan Snyder, no Bruce Allen, no Jay Gruden, based on what you know and what you've heard and what you've observed, is week six like the absolute earliest? Meaning it could be later, but week six, Miami, would be the absolute earliest, or would you be open to doing something earlier?
No, that's the earliest I would put him out there.
All right, that's more than fair.
You know, even if they were 0-5, I wouldn't put him out there until they played Miami.
Through New England, 0-5, even if they lost that so-called easy game against the Giants. I'm with you. I think even Miami might be too early, quite honestly. I'm okay being patient. Maybe Jay Gruden isn't, but here's the weird part that always has struck me about this. Usually, again, a coach who knows his job is on the line is impatient when you get a new toy that could make the ultimate difference and could close whatever gap there is between the Redskins and playoff teams or elite teams, and usually that's the quarterback. But in this case, very much Redskins-like, it's different than how normally people think, Tommy, because that guy, the head coach, I don't want to say he's not a fan of Haskins, but he's not going out of his way to get Dwayne Haskins on the field. I can tell you that much. I'm not saying he's trying to sabotage him. I'm not trying to say anything of the sort. But if we look at it from this context, sometimes coaches have to stand on a table for something that they want, that they have to pound their chest and say, nope, this is what I need in order to win. Jay Gruden's in a walk year, essentially. Do you think at any point, based on what you know, hear, suspect, think, that Jay Gruden is going to get up on a table and say, give me Dwayne Haskins?
Oh,
no.
No. No. Absolutely not.
No.
But here's the other part of that. This coin is if Dwayne Haskins is not going to start, and I know you predicted this, that Case Keenum will be the starter.
Yeah, that's my strong feeling.
And that makes sense. If you read between the lines of Clinton, what he was talking about, Clinton, And the fact that he brought it up shows that they think about this in the organization.
Yeah.
Clinton mentioned the fan reaction
yes.
to what would happen if Dwayne Haskins was thrown out there and performed really poorly in the first couple weeks. Along the lines of fan reaction is, what would be the fan reaction if you don't start Dwayne Haskins and you start Colt McCoy?
Well, you brought that up yesterday,
yeah.
and there is no doubt that there is going to be a large section of the fan base, maybe not large, maybe a good size section, that's going to be annoyed by that. Because
I think it'd be annoyed would be it's putting it kind.
They know the book on Colt McCoy, whether it's turnover prone, high event quarterback, or injury. They've seen they're out on Colt McCoy. As we discussed yesterday, I think Case Keenum is a little bit different.
They can live with Case Keenum.
Right. He's got a different canvas, if
yes.
you will, to paint. Here's my quick thing, and then we'll hit a break at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll come back and take some calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Here's another reason why you start either Colt or, again, my argument would be Case, and it was before Thursday night, by the way. Many fans, and therefore customers,
yes,
expect them to fail. They expect those guys, whoever it is, to fail. If they fail, especially against the gauntlet of the schedule, people look at it as, oh, at least we have hope. At least we have something to look forward to. If Haskins goes in there and fails from the start, what hope is there?
Oh, yeah.
Is anybody banking their magic carpet ride hopes on Colt McCoy or Case Keenum?
No,
week six, week seven? No.
The perception risk is dramatic.
Yeah.
If you put Dwayne Haskins
yes.
out there the first week of the season.
Yes.
A dramatic risk.
It should be sacrificial lamb time and hope for the best, right?
Yes. Almost
like Nationals, like, you know, cover your eyes and hope.
Basically, if you can weasel out two wins.
Yes.
That
out of the first
out
five.
Of the first five. That's
right.
That's almost miraculous.
Yes. If you can go 2-3 in that first five with Colt or Case, or maybe both.
Yeah.
Maybe both. 800-636-1067. How do you guys look at it? Is Joe Theismann, Clinton Portis sending a message from the owner? Are they doing the Lord's work, the football God's work, and trying to convince the owner and the general manager, who are known for being impatient, who are known for wanting to sell tickets and wanting to drum up any kind of interest that they can? Where do you guys weigh in on that? What have you seen out of Dwayne Haskins? What do you know about Dwayne Haskins? Is he ready at all? Do you even want him to start week one? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on The Fan. All right, along with Tom Lavera, I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us here, 106.7 The Fan on theradio.com. App, we'll get right out to your calls in a sec. Tommy, this tweet, you can follow Tom on Twitter, at Tom Lavero, T-H-O-M-L-O-V-E-R-R-O. You can follow me on Twitter, at WrestleMania, yes, like Russell, WrestleMania, 621. This from my buddy JR. Tommy is 1,000% correct here. And Chris, is there more common sense in cutting your losses on a bad quarterback or continuing on with said bad quarterback and pretending like there's nothing wrong just because you drafted him in the first round a year earlier? This goes back to our argument discussion right around 10, 13, 14, whatever, about what would happen if the Redskins were in a position next year to draft either Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert or another quarterback because for whatever reason things did not go right with Dwayne Haskins and the new head coach.
Presumably,
there would be a new head coach.
And maybe a new general manager.
And
they wanted to put their standby. Look, my point is the ability to do that is there now, and it wasn't there under the old contract. But now, I mean, rookies, they don't make that much money in the first couple years.
I do understand that.
So I'm just saying the ability to do that, to all of a sudden say, to reverse course and say, not this guy, with that guy. You can do that. And it may look foolish, but if this is your guy.
Right.
I mean, Dwayne Haskins is not the organization's guy. he's Dan Snyder's guy.
Well,
he
may be Bruce Allen's guy. But that is the organization, but is it not?
But he's not Jay Gruden's
guy. Right, but if Jay Gruden's not here.
Yes.
I don't know how Kevin O'Connell feels. If Kevin because there's a good likelihood. Again, I want to be clear. I am not reporting this. This is my opinion, and this is some like people around the league that feel this way. There's a pretty good chance that if Jay Gruden's not the head coach in 2020, final year of his contract,
right,
that Kevin O'Connell will likely be the head coach. Again, I'm not reporting that. I'm just saying that's informed speculation.
Right.
I don't know how Kevin O'Connell feels about Dwayne Haskins, but I know this. It's unlikely that Dan Snyder is going to feel dramatically different in 2020, in April of 2020, Dwayne Haskins.
I think you're right.
Okay.
And again, we're not saying that Dwayne Haskins won't be a good quarterback.
Right.
I mean, this is not about Dwayne Haskins. And just because he wasn't the guy that Jay Gruden wanted, I'm not saying that means that Jay Gruden doesn't like Dwayne Haskins or doesn't think he can be an NFL quarterback. We're not saying any of those things.
But I do think it's fair to say that I don't think Jay Gruden, and it sounded like you don't think Jay Gruden is standing on any kind of table to get Dwayne Haskins to start anytime soon, right? I mean, that's fair.
So what we don't know is if the pitch that Joe Theismann and Clinton Portis is making are to help the coaches convince the owner, or is the owner's message to convince the fans?
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's get out to you. Skip is in Vienna on the Fan. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Skip.
Enjoy the show a lot.
Thank you.
I have a question and an investigative assignment for Chris. I've watched a couple and heard a couple of sound bites where Colt McCoy's arm is suddenly unbelievably strong. There's even one where Doc Walker's telling him that the receivers are complaining that there's so much zip on the ball they have to wear extra gloves. And it kind of struck me as a little odd. You usually don't see people's arms get stronger as they get older. And I just wonder if there might be a PED situation out there.
Well, I mean, there's no way that I could do an investigative expose into that, number one. I would personally be stunned just because, you know, I mean, Tommy, you know Colt, you know, a little bit, right?
I'd be stunned by that.
I mean, he's as humble
He's as straight an arrow as straight can be.
Yeah. I mean, again, I can't like 100% rule it out, but I mean, as close to 100%.
But you know what? Chris will carry around a couple of specimen cups. And the next time he sees Colt, he'll get a specimen from him.
Well, here's the one thing that I was thinking of and where I thought you were going with this, Skip. Just work with me for a second. You know, Colt hasn't thrown a lot of passes, obviously, in NFL games because of Kirk and because of injuries and because of Alex and, you know, so on and so. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of wear and tear on that arm and that shoulder. He doesn't. Right. Even though he's been injury prone, he does not have a lot of wear and tear on that arm because and here's part of the problem when you get into the regular season is the backup quarterback and in the third quarterback almost gets more work than the backup quarterback because the third quarterback, in this case probably Haskins, will be running the scout team.
Right.
So Colt doesn't have a lot of mileage on that arm, so maybe he's trying to compensate for whatever shortcomings he has physically by having a little extra zip, a little extra velocity, and still trying to force things into tight windows because he's thrown a ton of interceptions in training camp. Maybe that's why he's got such velocity. I don't know.
Well, I know you're on top of the Zaxby's story.
Yes.
And it just strikes me that here's a guy who's desperate to be a starter. He breaks his leg last year. What a disaster. Two new guys come in, one with a strong arm, and there's sort of a temptation to salvage something. And I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong, but it just seems like the scenario could support something odd going on.
Thank you, Skip. Appreciate the phone call. Yes, I am on the Zaxby's beat, Tommy. You know that was assigned by the radio Sherpa, Chad Dukes.
You know what? I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care one bit.
Tommy doesn't like anything with food.
I could care less.
He does. It's just so, like, they call Danny Ruye no fun Ruye. When it comes to food, you're no fun Levero.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you don't want to come to Zaxby's in Chantilly, Virginia with me and Dukes in the radio station?
No, I'm not particularly interested.
I mean, Tommy, we could have fellowship. We could have brotherhood over chicken sandwiches.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man. So disappointed by this.
So did it open yet?
It has not.
Okay.
Soon. Very soon.
Okay.
Like early September soon.
And how many free meals are you going to get about all this?
I did not create this position. Because I've been replaced on the Redskins beat, and because I was persona non grata when it comes to Bruce Allen and the head honchos over there, and because I've been kind of phased into a second part of my career, or a third part of my career, or whatever part of my career, I had to be on the beat. When the Capitals got eliminated, I need something to do. So Chad Dukes assigned me to the Zaxby's beat. You're not jealous, are you, Tom?
You know what, Chris? I am a little jealous.
You are?
I am a little jealous.
You are?
Yeah.
You want to come out and set up shop in Chantilly, Virginia and hang out?
I am a little jealous that Chad gives you such a valuable beat. Absolutely.
800-636-1067. Let's get to Rick in Miss.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Mississippi on the Fan. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Listen, I think sitting out here from far away, and I do mean far away, Jay Gruden is stubborn and he's dense. I mean, it's my way or the highway with Jay Gruden, and his way is a losing way. That's not an opinion. Look it up. Look at his record. It's a losing way, but he's still stubborn. What I want to know is from him, not from you, he's shooting himself in the foot. He's got three different quarterbacks. He's got 9 or 10 different receivers, like 11 or 12 offensive linemen. There's no continuity. Nobody gets a chance to look next to the guy next to him and say, oh, yeah, we worked together yesterday. So it's no surprise that we have false starts due to O-linemen, false starting. No surprise the quarterbacks and the receivers are going in the opposite directions, and we've got all these different interceptions. It's no shock. And why is he continuing to experiment with lost causes like Josh Dotson? If he wants to win, we know what Jay Gruden's record is. It's a losing record. We know exactly what Josh Dotson's record is. It's getting injured or not getting open or dropping passes. Why do they continue to do the same thing over and over? Like Einstein said, if you do the same thing over and over, it's the definition of insanity. That's the frustrating part with me. I'll hang up and let you guys comment.
All right. Thank you, Rick, for the call and the nice words. Tommy, I would just say this. I mean, it's not Jay Gruden's fault that they have 90 guys on the roster and that nobody, whether you practice hard, practice soft, Club J, Club Med, on vacation, have a villa set up, a hammock, that nobody can stay healthy.
Yeah.
That nobody can stay healthy. Yeah, I mean, you just can't run the 10 guys through the gauntlet.
It's not Jay Gruden's decision to put offensive linemen by proxy out there every week. Those are the injuries that he's dealing with. One thing I'll say about Jay, I never thought, I think Jay is flexible.
Yeah.
I think it's just the opposite. I think he is flexible, sometimes to a fault.
I think it's really hard in today's day and age to build chemistry and cohesion like it used to be. And I think fans do have a hard time. Media sometimes do. We overrate chemistry and cohesion,
I don't think we do.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think we do.
How do you build chemistry and cohesion on an offensive line that's shuffling in guys off the street on Tuesday and having a play on Sunday because you just don't have enough bodies?
You've got a core group of leaders that keep the cohesion together no matter who comes in and who comes out.
Whoa.
And the Redskins, you know who the core group of Redskins leaders is?
Yeah, Trent Williams. He's not here.
No, the core group of leaders are the guys who are the newest ones in the building. Every year at Redskins Park, the new guy in the building is all of a sudden. Heck, they I mean, it happens year after year.
No,
I
that's,
mean,
so, that's fair. You're not wrong. I mean, Alex Smith was last year. Yeah. DJ Swearinger was two years ago.
So my point is, when you've got the shuffling in and out, as long as you have a core group to set the tone, to let the new people know the message that needs to be delivered, you can still do it. And I think you have to do it to be successful.
All right, 800-636-1067. More of your calls, more of your reaction on this. Again, on the quarterback situation, is the owner and the general manager, Snyder Allen, setting a message through Joe Theismann, through Clinton Portis, that Dwayne Haskins is not ready? Or are those two guys, and maybe others, sending a message to Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen? Your thoughts on that as we weigh in on Dwayne Haskins and whether he even has any legitimate chance of being the number one quarterback when the regular season opens in Philadelphia in less than a month, right here on The Fan.
All right, along with Tom Lavero, I'm Chris Russell, 106.7 The Fan. With you until Nats baseball, Nats Mets coming up, 1:10 first pitch from Citi Field. Nats trying to avoid the sweep. We'll get back to them. Anibal Sanchez versus Jacob DeGrom. Tommy, we've touched a lot in the 9 o'clock hour. Not as much in this last hour just because we're trying to, you know, get through and do our jobs and entertain and talk sports and all that stuff about the passing of Joe White, our colleague, formerly of the Associated Press, who did so many great things on the Redskins coverage and D.C. sports coverage in general. But I was just reading the Pittsburgh Steelers had a loss this morning. Their wide receivers coach, Daryl Drake, 62 years old, I believe, passed away overnight. So, you know, they've had, you know, a couple of statements out there, you know, just you know, I mean, you know, it's tragic. Just I didn't know who he was, but I mean, I know Danny Smith, and Danny Smith is right. You know, part of the coaching staff there, and you know, it's hard to kind of get back to work and hard to kind of focus on what you have to do, and it's hard to be positive, and it's hard to like not think that at some point, at any point, your number is next.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
there
it's just
is.
Really hard. You know, when you see all sorts of statements and kind of remembrances, Art Rooney II put out, a statement saying, "We're at a loss for words following Daryl Drake's passing this morning. Daryl had such an impact on the players he coached and everyone he worked with throughout his entire career."
Look,
so he was about to begin year two with the Steelers as their wide receivers coach.
Nobody knows about the sense of loss from a team more than Redskins fans and Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, that impact, loss is still felt today.
On the field and off the field.
Yes.
Very much so.
No.
Very much so. 800-636-1067. I mean, we have no choice but to move on and to try and do what we do and to try and entertain or inform or enlighten or to discuss and give you guys the avenue and the format in which to do so. And that's what we're doing about Dwayne Haskins and whether we think this message, if you will, of Dwayne not playing, being ready to play, not playing at all this year, part of this year, most of this year, however you want to hash that up, is coming from the top of the brand, the top of the tree.
Is it a message from the owner, or is it a message to the owner?
To the owner, right. I think it's, from what I've heard, it was not Joe necessarily, but the owner got the message loud and clear from Joe, from others, and has come to an understanding or a thought that, yes, everyone here is right, that he is not ready to go.
And you got to think, although Dwayne Haskins obviously is very competitive, he knows this as well.
Yes. And everything he answers seems like he knows that as well.
And you got to think that the business forces that surround him, i.e. his father and Haskins and Haskins.
You're worried about that, aren't you? Very worried.
You read the conversation
that the New Jersey.com reporter had with
that man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially when you consider, obviously, what they went through with Griffin.
Yeah.
So, different personality, different person, different family.
And look, if they're all on the same page with that, then I give them credit. I give them credit for all being on the same page.
800-636-1067. Let's get to Charlie in D.C. on The Fan. Charlie, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What's going on, Charlie?
I just want to know what you guys think Doug Williams' opinion on the QB situation is and why we brought him in if we barely hear anything from him.
Why you brought in Haskins if you barely hear anything from Doug Williams? Or
no, why we brought in Doug Williams?
Well,
that's a complicated onion because a lot of people around the league and a lot of people in the building feel that that is literally a fictitious role.
Yeah, but it's a good question. It's a good question because when the president of the team tells the vice president of player personnel not to answer the phone when they're about to make one of the biggest trade they've made in years. You really have to question the role of Doug Williams after that.
It's not a good look.
No.
It wasn't a good look then. It's not a good look now. And there's been other incidents and other things that have made people cringe that have been said that have been, was the Landon Collins press conference where, you know, and I was right next to Doug. And I love Doug as a person. I mean, Doug is solid gold as a person, right? I'm trying to be careful here. He deserves better, quite honestly, than this harem, this mess.
But that's what this mess does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reverse car wash.
Yeah.
You come in clean, you leave dirty.
Yeah.
That's the aura of self-destruction.
You say that all the time, I think you're right.
And here's the way
look at Mike Shanahan. He hadn't been back in the NFL since the stench of here.
Redskins Park is the elephant graveyard of the NFL. This is where careers come to die. Yes.
Where do you come up with this stuff? I love it, but where do you come up with this stuff? My guy Tom Levero. All right, we're going to hear from we'll continue to knock down your calls, Kat. We see you. We'll get to you. We're also going to hear from Jay Gruden, who spoke to the media this morning in Richmond for a final time. Redskins practicing right now for a final time. How does he see his team after preseason game number one before game number two? We've got plenty of other things to get to, including how the Redskins had no idea, or maybe they did, what Baker Mayfield and the Browns were going to do to them on Thursday night. That's all still to come on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.